Cybersecurity is often talked about in generic terms with vague descriptions, things that people don't understand. But one industry expert sees a bright spot on the horizon. Bob Gourley is the founder of CTO Vision and chief technology officer for Crucial Point LLC. He was chief technology officer at the Defense Intelligence Agency, among other spots in government. He's gone through this entire DHS white paper, building a healthy and resilient cyber ecosystem, and he's here to share his observations. Great to talk to you, Bob. Thanks for being on the program.
Well, thanks for the invite. This is a very interesting topic, isn't it?
It really is, and mainly because, as I said, there are so many times this issue gets covered, whether it's us covering it or really smart people like you who do this for a living covering it. And by its nature, it's complicated. It's difficult to make it easy for somebody who's not cyber savvy to understand. And that's why I was quite honestly surprised, pleasantly surprised, but surprised nonetheless, to see your blog post about what you liked about this. And I wanted to have you come on and talk about it.
Well, so it's so virtuous for so many reasons. And to go back in history a little bit, 1998, like many other people, I was trying to get my arms around security and how you do security in big enterprises. I was part of a team with the Department of Defense as we were standing up our Joint Task Force for Computer Network Defense. And a mentor told me something, a man named Bill Cheswick, who had put a lot of thought into system security. He told me, if you have more than 40 computers on a LAN, it's out of control and impossible to understand. And that really struck me, because at the time we had 6 million computers in DOD, and talk about out of control. So we wrestled with old models back then about how do you put someone in charge and, you know, issue commands and be directive. And a lot of people still talk about those old models, but that is not the approach of DHS. They've come up with a model that is more of an ecosystem where everyone plays a part, everyone works in a focused way. But it's not a dictatorial command and control type model that they're following. It's a something where you set a vision, bring focus, bring automation, and then collaboratively and collegially we all move forward together.
One of the things that you wrote on your blog post, which, by the way, is linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, and if you want to see what Bob's written about this paper, I commend it to you. You write something that a lot of people who focus on cybersecurity have said is part of the problem in government, that agencies aren't paying attention to what the real threats are out there. They're paying attention to what they think the threats are. And you write that this paper focuses on the most critical threats.
Right, so it's things like the theft of intellectual property or the theft of sensitive information, people stealing the results of our research and development, whether it's an industry or government-funded, and that is a very serious threat that is underreported. It happens all the time, every day, but the thing that grabs the headlines seems to be the potential of a catastrophic cyber war with these doomsday scenarios. And it pays to think through those kind of scenarios, but it seems like that's the only thing that gets attention, when really there are people stealing our secrets daily, and we need to stop that.
When we think about it that way, that there is espionage going on a day-to-day basis in every agency's network, well, do you think we're thinking about it that way yet? Are we thinking about it as though there is theft and espionage going on, or are we still treating this as a technical problem rather than treating the actual symptoms?
There are pockets that really, really get this. Like, there's fantastic reporting coming out of the FBI, who is all over this activity, or the intelligence community's counterintelligence directorate. Now, unfortunately, I don't think it's enough, and we cannot leave it just to law enforcement and counterintelligence. We need the security professionals to step up, too, and help protect this stuff from intellectual theft. And also, the point of calling this an ecosystem, we all share responsibility for protecting our part of this ecosystem, to include individual users and people with home PCs. We are part of this ecosystem together, so the steps you take to protect your own PC contributes to the overall health of the the enterprise and the nation.
I wondered as I read this blog post and read your analysis of it, if maybe that wasn't the most critical thing, is just the idea that we're changing the worldview that we have of this issue from a whole bunch of computers connected together by stuff to an ecosystem where this is something that we all don't just use, but participate in and live with.
Right. And so if it is an ecosystem that we're all participating in, and we all have to make our peace better, the old models where you rely on someone to come and save you, is that the right model? We all need to protect our own information. We need to be able to rely on trusted authorities, but don't plan on someone to come in and, you know, ride in on a big white horse and save the day. You need to protect your own piece of the infrastructure.
There's a lot more of this I'd like to cover with you, but the last thing I have time to ask you about is your comment that where you wrote, it simply describes and moves out on concepts of healthy devices, strong authentication, automation, and interoperability. The moves out on part is interesting to me because that has also been another complaint, is there's a lot of discussion around this and a lot of theorizing and maybe not as much action as people would like to see. And you're talking about an action plan here that is doable and yet still meets the needs that we have.
Yes, but, you know, you have to do a lot of coordination before you come up with an action plan like this. And a lot of that's been happening over the last year, kind of under the radar. There were several workshops held under the leadership of Phil Redinger at DHS where every major agency participated and gets a chance to throw their ideas into the mix. And through the continuous vision of folks like Phil and his staff to, you know, automate, you know, think collegially, build in interoperability, keep focus, they were able to come up with this action plan that I think is relevant far beyond the federal government. Any big enterprise ought to take a look at this model.
All right, almost out of time. Anything about this that you didn't like?
Well, that's hard to say. You know, you can always make things shorter and more readable, but still, I really like this this article. And look for the word mucus, and that really jumped out at me. I've never had a cybersecurity document before, so...
Yeah, that's a new one on me. I appreciate you being on with me to talk about it, Bob.